Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Nora Lang's father, Paul, has been taken suddenly and desperately ill. So Nora and her husband, Freddie, are at the farm looking after him. It was Thomas Ryan, the Gibbs family physician, who was called when Paul was stricken, so Penny Gibbs is well informed of his progress. Today, in the sunroom of the Gibbs home, Penny says to her invalid father, Jed,
Dr. Ryan phoned about 2 hours ago while you were sleeping, Jed, and he said that he phoned Heatherton at Freddie's suggestion and asked Dr. Evans to look at Paul.
Penny, Freddie asked Dr. Ryan to phone Dr. Evans?
Oh, well, not without prompting from Dr. Ryan, Jed. Oh. Freddie knows better than that. No, Dr. Ryan had mentioned to Freddie that it might be well to bring in another doctor, and Freddie suggested Joel.
Oh, I see. Well, that's better. How is Mr. Williams? Very ill?
Oh, yes, Jed, he is, but he has been for some time, you know.
Oh, yes, yes, so I understand, but you'd never know it to look at him.
Looks are deceiving, Jed. In Paul's case, it isn't only the looks that fool you. He's known for a long time how desperately ill he is. Anyway, there hasn't been one word of complaint from him.
I know. He's been an inspiration to me, child. I've considered myself lucky merely to be confined to this wheelchair every time I thought of Paul Williams. Now, there's a man who really has something to complain about. I don't. I have my health. All I miss is the using of my legs and... You know something, child?
Know what?
Maybe it's just as well I can't walk around. Keeps me out of trouble.
You'll make a joke out of everything, won't you?
Well, that wasn't exactly a joke, Penny. And I didn't mean to turn the conversation around to myself, but... What does Dr. Ryan say about Mr. Williams?
Nothing much. There isn't much to say, but he's glad Joel's looking at him.
Fine doctor, that young friend of yours.
Yes, I understand that Joel is considered one of the finest young doctors at Heatherton Hospital. But maybe even Joel can't do much for Paul.
I suppose the patient himself can do a lot to help himself get well.
According to Dr. Ryan, that's true.
Well, now, that's not exactly bad news, is it? Paul Williams is a strong-minded man. If it takes strength of mind and a courageous spirit to pull through this thing, he'll be up and around before long.
I hope you're right. It'd be pitiful if anything happened to him now. Nora and Freddie have just found out what it's like to be happy. If Paul dies, well...
Yes, it would be a shame if he passed away. But, child, life is a well-blended mixture of good and bad for all people. And life for Nora and Freddie can be no exception.
Yes, but, Jed, if only they could have a few years of happiness and Paul could live to see them happy.
Well, maybe he will. I'd say he's seen his daughter happy and Freddie mildly successful at the farm so far. But maybe that's all he's going to see. Life doesn't give us everything we want, you know.
Yes, but he's not asking anything for himself, Jed, only to see his two children happy. You know, he does consider Freddie his son, don't you?
Yes, but what man doesn't want a son to be the man, the success that he himself once dreamed of being?
Yeah, well, then, don't you see why it'd be gratifying to Paul to live and see Freddie make a success of the farm? Last year was the first year. Paul deserves to see the fruits of other years.
What we deserve or think we deserve and what we get from life are seldom equal, child. You should know that.
I know that life has brought me disappointments, Jed, but I don't want others to suffer them, too.
We all have our disappointments, child. But it's typical of you, who have known so many, to wish the rest of us none. Now, I was just about to put in a complaint, child, but sounds as if you're saved by the telephone bell.
All right, I'll be right back, Jed.
Yeah, maybe that's news about Paul Williams. If it is, I hope it's good.
Yeah, so do I. Hello?
Hello, Penny.
Oh, Dr. Evans, how are you, Joel?
Fine. Say,
are you... Joel, have you seen Paul Williams yet?
Yes, I just left him.
How is he?
Well, it's hard to tell, but I'd say that so far he's doing as well as can be expected. I'll tell you more about it when I see you. If I see you.
What do you mean, if?
Well, if you'll let me see you.
Of course I will. Are you driving into Rossville?
Well, I'm not driving in. I'm at the store out here near Freddie's farm. Freddie drove me here to catch the bus. Something's wrong with the engine of my car.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, Freddie says it's nothing serious. He's going to fix it for me, so I thought I'd take the bus into Rossville while he's working on my car. Are you busy?
No, not at all.
Swell. The bus will be along any minute, and I should be in Rossville in about a half hour.
All right, fine. Look, I know what, Joel. It's snowing, but it's nice out, and the bus comes within a few blocks of here. I'll go down to the highway, meet you, and walk you home.
Say, that sounds like a good idea. Different, at least. I'll see you in about a half hour, then.
All right, just ask the bus driver to let you off at our corner. I'll be waiting there.
Good. But bundle up, Penny. It's not as mild out as you think.
Oh, always the doctor, aren't you? Looking out for someone's health.
Well, I'm particularly interested in yours.
Oh, you are.
Besides, I don't cherish the thought of walking with someone with a sniffle. So be a good girl and bundle up, will you?
All right, I'll be a good girl and I'll bundle up. Goodbye.
Goodbye for half an hour. See you.
All right, Joel. Bye. Jed! Jed!
Yes, Penny? Was that news about Paul Williams?
Oh, yes, in a way it was. It was Joel. All he said, though, was that Paul's doing as well as can be expected. Anyway, he'll tell me more later.
Oh, he's driving into Rossville, is he?
He's taking the bus. Something's wrong with his car, and Freddie's fixing it. I'm going down to meet the bus.
Well, be sure you dress warmly. I imagine it's rather cold out.
First Joel and now you. You'd think I was a 2-year-old the way you treat me.
Well, I'd rather treat you as a child than have to treat you for a cold. Wear your coat with a fur-lined hood. That should keep you warm.
Yes, Daddy. Do I have to wear my rubbers? Susie's mother doesn't make her wear rubbers.
You put on your boots, young lady. And have a nice walk with that young man.
All right, darling.
Maybe it's the dead of winter, but youth and the joys of youth know no season, or do they these days?
Joel? Here I am, Joel.
Hello, Penny.
Hello.
Have I kept you waiting long?
No, I just got here this minute.
Well, I'm glad you didn't have to wait. Shall we walk?
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Say, I like that coat. Or is it the hood that makes the difference? Or what's inside the hood?
I think you should have stopped with the hood, huh, Paul?
He's a sick man, Penny. But if he wants to do spring planting hard enough, he'll do it.
I hope he will. Is there much you can do to help him?
Not too much. But we'll do all we can. Well, this is a beautiful night for a walk, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
You know, I haven't walked in the snow like this for, well, I don't know how many years. You like walking in the snow?
Very much.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Where are my manners? I should be walking on the outside, shouldn't I?
Well, yes, I guess you should, according to the silly rules.
Uh-huh. Well, now we're walking according to the silly rules.
Mm-hmm.
There's a rule for almost everything, isn't there?
Yep. And an exception to every rule.
Tonight, let's make an exception to a rule.
What exception? To what rule?
You know.
Oh, Joe, please, not that again.
But why not? Here we are, enjoying a pleasant walk in soft falling snow. The lights in the houses along the street make the homes look warm inside. And the sight of them makes me warm inside.
Lights in a home on a snowy evening do make the place look cozy, don't they?
Mm-hmm. And you look cozy, Penny. Cozy and warm in your fur-topped boots, your big coat with a hood. And the pink of your nose and cheeks makes you look, well, not cold, but even warmer.
Well, I am warm.
May I hold a mittened hand to see?
Oh, you can take my word for it, can't you?
Come on, now let me have that hand. That's better. Snow's slippery in spots. You don't want me to have to pick you up, do you?
No, not especially.
There. Now you're being the Penny I like to see on an evening like this.
I feel rather good this evening. Strange as it may seem with Paul so ill.
Penny, you can't carry the burden for everyone in this world. You have to think of yourself once in a while.
I do.
But not enough. For instance, tonight you shouldn't be thinking of Paul Williams, but of yourself and where you are and what you're doing and what I'm doing.
The snow isn't very slippery. You needn't hold my hand.
But what if I want to?
I'd rather you didn't.
Oh, you're being much too cautious, Penny, and much too stern with yourself. I'm determined to break you down, and you're going to let me do it.
No. No, I'm not, Joe.
I'm not going to let you say anything about it or do anything about it. Coming in on the bus, all I did was think. And I've decided that the only way
Joe,
I can make...
Here's the house. You're welcome to come in, but if you're going to insist on talking the way you've been talking, I'll have to ask you not to come in.
I insist on talking to you.
Joel, I'm serious. I like you very much. I want your company, but I mean it. About not asking you in.
I meant what I said, too.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Good night, Joel.
Penny, wait.
Have you changed your mind?
No. No, I haven't.
I wish you would, but since you won't... All right. Good night.
All right. Good night, Penny. Good night.
Good night, Joe.
Is that you, Penny?
Hmm? Oh, yes, Jim.
Well, now, where's Dr. Evans?
Oh, He decided that he wouldn't come in.
Huh? Not to come in after taking the bus to Rossville? Now, child, you don't expect me to believe that, do you?
No, I didn't think you would believe it. Well, if you'll excuse me, Jed, I'm kind of tired. I think I'll go to bed.
Well, what's the matter, child?
Nothing's the matter, nothing. Good night.
Good night. Oh, Penny.
Yes, Jed.
Young Evans is a fine lad, isn't he? And it's impossible for a lonely girl not to notice it, isn't it?
Good night, Jay.
Child, I hope you have a good night.
So Jed Billings feels that Penny has begun to acquire an interest in young Dr. Evans. Is Jed right? Or is Penny's broken heart going to find no one to take the place of the late Barry Carlton? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, Kroger gives you more meat, less waste. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Tender, juicy, rich red. And marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember too, ladies, Kroger cut beef is available only at Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. There's where you'll find delicious beef, top grade beef. And there at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in Monday, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.